Tracy, good to see you. It's been a while.
It has. Good to be here again.
It's good to have you back in studio. And we are going to start with some updates on some major construction projects in Las Cruces.
Yeah, so this is some good news. At area schools, there are various projects going on, the big one being Las Cruces High School. We've been at this for a little more than 5 years, doing the renovations over there, creating that walk gateway connector across the road, parking lot renovation, and all of the bits and pieces of that project will tie up by the end of this year. So that's good. Mayfield High School is also finishing up a $2 million renovation that expands their kitchen, upgrades restrooms, and adding some new ones, installing some outdoor tables, and also renovating a parking lot. That should finish up this week. And our story goes into some of the other projects that are currently underway at area schools.
Okay, you can read about it in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Also, you can read a profile of an individual who works in Las Cruces city government who's retiring after 3 decades on the job.
30 years with the city of Las Cruces. Janice Jones has been is the office manager senior for the city manager's office. So she has been working with the city since she was 18. She's 48 now, retiring from that position, and started out as a part-time assistant gymnastics instructor and worked her way all the way up. She's been through six city managers and 4 mayors. She started during Albert Johnson's tenure.
Fantastic.
Back in the 80s.
Well, congratulations to her.
Best of luck to her.
That's fantastic. All right, we move along to some sad news. There is a food market on University Avenue just across from New Mexico State University, the Toucan Market, and it's going to be closing, and you have a column on this week.
Yeah, our publisher, Richard Colthorpe, tackled this in his column this week, just talking about how Toucan got started and how it's kind of picked up and thrived throughout the years and is now struggling and planning to close its doors within several weeks. So it's a really interesting column of how they kind of got started, the two owners. The name Toucan came from the number two can. I guess it took them a while to get started, and you've got one on the business side and one on the grocery side. I think they got denied 11 times, the column says, for a loan before they finally were able to get one and get the grocery store going. So 13 years later, they've been able to make it a success. So okay. Sad to see that close down.
Absolutely. Well, we will be interested in reading the column this week to learn more. We'll also, in your arts and entertainment section, be reading about a traveling exhibit that has come to the plaza in downtown Las Cruces.
Yeah, we're heading into September already, if you can believe that. And the upcoming Arts Ramble on September 7th has a couple of different off-the-beaten-path things going on, this exhibit being one of them. This is a traveling exhibit of prints from the Prado Museum in Madrid. And it represents artists who painted from the 12th to the 20th centuries in France, Italy, German, and Holland, as well as Spanish artists, the largest collection of Spanish artists' work in the world, it says. So that exhibit will open up at 6:30 p.m. with a ribbon cutting on Friday, September 7th on the downtown plaza as part of the Arts Ramble, and it will continue through the end of November. And there will be tours, and there's an educational summit about the exhibit on September 29th and some other events centered around that exhibit. Sounds really neat.
That does sound interesting. Well, it's great to have an international exhibit like that in Las Cruces. You also, in arts and entertainment this week, have a story about the Las Cruces Arts Association honoring 11 people.
11 artists are going to be recognized for a lifetime of contributions to the arts community here. The Las Cruces Arts Association is a collective of about 77 artists. They're really active in town, and they have chosen 4 artists to be lifetime honorary members that join 7 other lifetime honorary members. So that's kicking off also during the Arts Ramble, the the ceremony.
Okay, Tracy Roy, she is the content director for the Las Cruces Bulletin. Tracy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.